What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This is CBSI in the world. I'm John Batchelor. To Lancaster County, the best county in the best state of the Union, the state of my birth, Keystone State, Pennsylvania, Jim McTague, state of his birth as well. He's now in Lancaster County, grew up in the eastern part of the state. He's moved a little bit away from it on the Maryland border. And we pay a great deal of attention to the economy of Lancaster. If Lancaster's doing well, so are the rest of us, and the other story, too. Jim, you've been taking notes. I didn't know that. You took notes last January with your expectations of the Fed cuts in 24. How did you do, Jim?
I almost nailed it, John. I was a journalist for 37 years, so note-taking is instinctual. I spent most of my time inside the Beltway in Washington, where you always carry a notebook. So I kept a notebook the whole year, day after day. And I was predicting back in January, when there was a lot of discussion about when will the Fed cut rates, will it be in February or March or April? I said it wouldn't be until at least August. I was off by a month. The first cut was in September. And the reason I made that forecast is not because I'm an economic genius. It's because I'm old and I lived through recessions and inflation of the 70s, of the 80s. And I know that inflation is a tough dragon to slay. And as the headlines are now telling us, it's still not dead. The Fed cuts going forward at its own peril.
Right. The inflation number, CPI, have not been rosy scenario. They've not been a catastrophe, but they're backing up a little bit. All right. You said two cuts. You had a half point cut in September and another cut, I believe, in November. Was it October? I don't remember. We had an election in between. Now we're waiting for next week. So we'll get to that because it depends upon the economy. Jobs and prices. That's the Fed's mandate, double mandate. Let's go to the prices. You've been dining around in Lancaster County. You've been visiting Costco. First of all, checking on my favorite Costco with the Amish hay barn. Is it full? Is it empty? Are people careful shopping? What are they doing?
They are shopping. The election is over. I just get a sense of relief among the general population. They're more relaxed, and it is the Christmas season. So for the past 2 or 3 weeks, traffic in Costco and all the retailers has been steady. Now, people are not buying everything in sight. They're very careful shoppers. So the stores are making profits on increased visits as opposed to a single consumer loading up his basket.
You've been to several eateries. Now, it's routine that they're filled, they're packed. I understand that. But are there any discoveries in these? I took a list of your travels. This is Travels with McTague in Lancaster County to check on the national economy. You traveled to a coffee company, a new place. To travel to Hershey, what is that, a special?
Hershey Bistro. I actually went across the border from Lancaster County into neighboring Dauphin County, where the Hershey Medical Center is and the Hershey Amusement Park and Chocolate Company. And there's a little restaurant that a woman who used to be a chef at the famous Hershey Hotel bought it and turned it into a very popular eatery because her concoctions are so tasty. She has a little banquet room that holds about 30 to 50 people. And her manager told me that it's booked solid through December all the way through to New Year's Eve. So again, there's a segment of our population that feels more confident about spending. A lot of elderly people are dining out. So they seem more willing to spend on food and entertainment than they do on hard goods.
You went to Wegmans. That's a specialty food store. And you went to the cheese rack because your family knows about cheeses. What did you find?
Yes, my sister is a cheese broker, so she educated me. But Wegmans has a gourmet cheese center. It's big, and the cheese is flying out the door. And this is a very positive economic sign, because these cheeses that are, $20, $21, $25 a pound are luxury items. When times are tough, people are buying the Velveeta, or they're buying the cheap cheddar. But the luxury cheeses, domestic and foreign, are flying out the door. So for me, that bodes very well for this Christmas season.
We check one more retail. Kohl's, isn't that a markdown place? Do you see signs for sales everywhere?
Yeah, well, Kohl's is perpetual sales. It's so confusing. They have something called Kohl's Cash, and I went in there and got a 30% discount. They were packed. I talked to the cashiers. I've gotten to know the cashiers, and they said ever since the election, it's been busy, but the past 2 weeks has been exceptionally busy. So that's another positive sign. The only negative signs I see are for people at the bottom rung of the economic ladder who are being strangled by housing costs. And I mentioned my church has a charitable organization that helps working poor, not the not anybody who's indigent, but people who have a job and a family and run into financial difficulties. They come to their aid. And before, 4 years ago, they spent $8,000 a year preventing families from being evicted. This year, it cost $25,000. It bankrupted the fund. And they say they prevented 30 families from being thrown out on the street. I mention this because this is only one church, and there are hundreds and hundreds of churches all over Lancaster County. So I just gather that people at the lower end of the income scale are being crushed by these housing costs.
To the high end, Goldman Sachs says there's a bull for Christmas. What do you see into 25 now? The market's been moving healthily sideways, waiting for the Fed. Is it going to sell off? Is it going to continue into the first quarter? Where's that recession, Jim?
Well, see, the Fed is going to cut rates as a token, a peace offering to President Trump, who's threatening to take the Fed out. So they're actually helping to fuel inflation. I think that will cause some stock market buying, and it's perfect for the sharpies on Wall Street who see that the market will collapse during the first half of next year. And so all the investment sheep, they don't realize it, but they're lining up for a very close shearing.
Crypto is not enough to keep the money flowing. Artificial intelligence is not enough that those stories will end?
The stories will end because Biden bucks are running out, so states and local governments have to raise taxes. We have a new president coming in, and there will be a lot of uncertainty. And we know from history, markets hate uncertainty, so that'll be a factor in the sell-off.
Herma Bear McTague, I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART, or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.